I guess it was the death of Jimmy Darcy that prompted the decision to provide a mantle of safety for the outback. And it took a man like John Flynn to decide that the people of the bush deserved a better life. The far-off boundary rider, the lonely drover's wife, deserved to be protected, kept in touch, given a go. And it took a man like Flynn to make it so. Yes, he was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. He was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. Flynn mustered his supporters all around him, and slowly to fruition came the plan. Simpson, Traeger, Barber, his dear friend Hugh McKay, and Hudson Fish were loyal to a man. Aeroplanes and wireless would span the sparse brown land to reach the lonely frontier mother, the outback station hand. Medicine for the bushies, a model for the world, the flying doctor's banner was unfurled. Yes, he was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. He was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. In your grave now, Jimmy Darcy, in the knowledge that your death was not in vain. The flying doctor's service is a goer to handle all the suffering and the pain. And the people of the bush now have a better life. The far-off boundary rider, the lonely drover's wife, they surely are protected, kept in touch, given a go. And it took a man like Flynn to make it so. Yes, he was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. He was John Flynn. What a mighty man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful plan. Man, his vision for the outback, a truly wonderful.